Hector Devora runs a car stereo shop at 25th and Bosque, just across the street from the old Super Plaza grocery store in Sanger Heights. The Super Plaza closed earlier this year, and Devora says he's got to drive to La Michoacana grocery store at Bosque and Valley Mills to get the ingredients he needs.
Like Mexican ingredients, they got some Mexican ingredients or meat. Also, they got bread and food.
Same thing for Lourdes Osquera. She works at a dessert shop called La Nueva Michoacana, just down 25th Street. She liked Super Plaza because it was in her neighborhood.
And it was close, more close than other stores.
And where do you go now?
HEB. Yeah, I have to drive a little bit more. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Super Plaza is one of three grocery stores that have closed in Waco over the last year. Along with the HEB on 12th Street near Baylor and the HEB on Valley Mills by Floyd Casey Stadium, these grocery stores have left behind what the USDA calls food deserts, areas where a substantial number of residents don't have access to a large grocery store. According to a preliminary Baylor University study released earlier this year, food deserts span across large portions of Waco, the largest of which runs through East Waco into Belmead and Lacey Lakeview. Shamithia Webb is a regional director at Baylor's Texas Hunger Initiative. She says when there aren't grocery stores in a neighborhood, people turn to the convenience store where there aren't as many healthy options.
We know that a lot of folks who shop at the corner store like it's a grocery store because the corner stores are the neighborhood stores for a lot of folks who say, hey, you know, it's in my neighborhood, that's where I go. Even if it doesn't have everything I need, I can get important items there.
But along with the grocery store closures, larger grocery stores have been opening up on the outskirts of town. A new HEB Plus on Valley Mills and the recently renovated HEB Plus in Belmead. Joseph Sharkey is a professor at Texas A&M's School of Public Health. He says grocery stores are trending towards larger businesses that can attract more traffic.
It takes a certain population density or drive-by traffic in order to make having a store profitable. And that's why you see some of the big stores kind of positioning themselves, kind of crossing bound, you know, what we normally consider boundaries, so that they can, you know, have access to a greater number of people who drive by, not necessarily who live in the area, but who pass by the location.
So smaller grocery stores are closing and moving farther apart,
which is kind of the opposite of what we need, but that's what's happening.
That's Felix Landry, an urban planner with the city of Waco. He says the city's looking into rezoning parts of the city for smaller grocery stores, but it's really up to businesses to open up. Competition with the big HEBs and Walmarts on the edge of town is fierce, and small businesses might not want to open up.
As far as the location of services like a grocery store or even a drugstore, we don't have a drugstore downtown, that really is up to the private side. The city doesn't put those in.
Next week, we'll be talking about some possible solutions to the food desert issue. For KWBU News in Waco, I'm Ryland Barton.